right, it's time to put up and shut up with Steve and Jason. Today's topic, Google ads, what they are and what's funny about them. Jason, go.
What they are is random ass stuff to go on your webpage, and what's funny about them is that they're random, and they usually have absolutely nothing to do with the page you're on or the genre that you're looking at, and so it makes for hilarious but unnecessary. You know, I, from what I've heard, everybody that can get away from Google Ads does immediately.
I don't know. Like I can sometimes see the connection, but yeah, it's kind of weird. What made me think of this, I just saw at the bottom of this one website, Siemens Home Wind Power. It's a Star Wars website, so there's that. But I totally didn't read it right because I'm still waking up. So I totally read Siemens Home Generator. I'm like, wow, I have one of those.
Wow.
Or a home semen generator.
This podcast is now R-rated.
I was one time, me and my wife had a fight in the morning, and when I got to work, I wrote her an email apologizing, and I ended it with, "Sorry, I'm such a bad husband," and I sent it. Well, the Google ads on Gmail changed, and up at the top for like a long time, it just said, "Bad husband?" question mark. Divorce lawyer, so-and-so will help you get it, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, and that was just kind of like gnawing at me for like an hour. Every time I'd look at the thing, they're just like, you're a bad husband and your wife wants to divorce you. I'm like, oh, this is horrible. And like finally I sent another email to somebody and it refreshed and it was an ad for bread pudding. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. I like pudding.
Google takes care of me.
Google fixed it. Pudding.
I think that could be a good screenplay idea, kind of in the vein of Yes Man, which I don't know if you've seen Jim Carrey movie where he has to say yes to everything, and hilarity ensues, of course, where somebody has to do everything that the Google ads tell them to. It just rolls from one thing to the next. Divorce your wife. Okay. Honey, we're getting a divorce. What?
Eat some pudding. Okay. Nom, 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 nom.
Need to go to the bathroom? Here's some stool softeners. All right, I will use them. Hospital problems? Just rolls into one giant problem until they finally realize they can, you know, shut their computer off.
I think there's a lot of things you could do that where the big solution is turning your computer off.
I think life in general, this day.
No!
This day right now would be much easier if I just turned the computer off.
All my problems are solved by turning the computer on and turning reality off.
Wow. You, sir, are what's wrong with the world.
Yes, I am, in more ways than you know.
I don't know what that means.
Coming soon, better ads in Gmail. You want to learn more?
Not on a podcast, no.
Oh, okay.
I've seen that, and I will believe it when I see it in action.
I don't know. I think I believe anything this lady in the video is going to tell me.
Of course you do. You sap. Luckily for you, it's April 2nd, not 1st.
Yeah, I'll believe anything Google tells me, because, you know, Google's smart.
Google is my master.
Butt cheese?
Butt cheese?
Yeah, butt cheese.
Why butt cheese?
Because we're totally off the Google Ads topic now.
So butt cheese, that's the next topic.
Yeah, butt cheese. Go, we got a minute.
Well, we don't. We don't have to necessarily fill it with talk about butt cheese. In fact, the main fact that I don't know what butt cheese is. I don't want you to tell me. I don't want to know.
Then I have nothing else to say this episode.
We out.
Okay, that's kind of funny.